Through logical analysis, we can determine that the self exists in dependence on the mental and physical aggregates. Different schools provide different levels of interpretation of the aggregates, but it is generally agreed that the perception of the self is formed by relying on the perception of the aggregates. In other words, the existence of the self can be only posited in reliance upon the aggregates. Why make the effort to search for the self, or I, and investigate the nature of its existence? By and large, we think of people as belonging to two camps, those belonging to our own side and those belonging to the other side. We are attached to those on our side, and we generate animosity toward those on the other side. Motivated by attachment and animosity, we commit various negative actions of body, speech, and mind. At the root of all these unwholesome and unhealthy thoughts and actions lies the feeling of I, or self. The intensity and scope of our negative actions depend on how strongly we hold to the misconception of self. It is important to realize that this clinging onto the I is innate, and yet, when we search and try to pinpoint the I, we cannot find a self-sufficient I that has control over the mental and physical aggregates. Because of this innate misconception of the I, we have an endless succession of desires. Some of these desires are very peculiar. An ordinary person recognizes someone else's physical beauty or intelligence and desires to exchange them for his or her own inferior qualities. The true mode of existence of the self is that it is imputed in relation to its causes and other factors. We are not trying to negate the sense of a self, or I, as such, but we should definitely be able to reduce the strength and intensity of our sense of a self-sufficient self.